At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ole Miss football's Jared Ivey welcomes you to the Ivy League, powered by Riverland Roofing. Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Hey, Rebs, welcome back to Ivy League, powered by Riverland Roofing and the Ole Miss Spirit. I'm here with head coach Chris here. How you doing, coach?
Good.
So I guess we'll start this super early. Just tell me about your playing career and when you fell in love with the game.
Yeah. People ask me that from time to time. All I really remember growing up is sports was kind of my identity. In whatever season it was, football season, it was all football, including pickup football in the driveway and all that stuff. Then the street. And then when baseball season started, basketball. So I think right around junior high is when I really fell in love with basketball. It was like the perfect storm, right? So guys my age, we didn't have cable television growing up, but WGN was a normal station, and so everybody could watch Michael Jordan.
And so I thought you were going to say radio.
Yeah, got to watch Jordan growing up, and my story's not unique. There's so many of us out there that Michael Jordan kind of inspired us to do what we do.
Just trying to be like Mike and being that image and seeing all the commercials and stuff like that is kind of really hit home for you.
No doubt, man. I drank Gatorade because of Mike. I got my first $100 pair of shoes, which about gave my old man a heart attack. Mm. I had to pay for half of them. I don't know if I was trying to play like Mike. That just wasn't possible, but I was definitely trying to win like Mike and still doing that today.
Did you play in the Jays, or like was it streetwear at that time too? Because now, you know, everybody just wear them to wear them.
Great question, man. Really good question. Just played in them. Yeah, just, it didn't really hit the fashion yet. Now, if you had a pair, and we played outside basketball in those days, so eventually they were going to get scraped up and stuff. So when they stopped being your playing pair, then you could kind of wear them to school or whatever.
Okay. Give me like the on-court drip and the off-court drip of a hooper in that time. You know, I know fashion is a huge part of the game, you know, so, you know, just let me know what you was rocking.
Yeah, I went full circle. So when the playing career started as a kid growing up all the way into like really high school basketball, was the short shorts that are kind of back in now. So what you guys think of like old school Magic Johnson, John Stockton, right, this kind of stuff. And then later in life, the long shorts came out. Of course, this was inspired by the Fab Five at Michigan. Yeah. But now, as you know, it's flipped back. And so the guys are looking for the schmediums in the equipment room. You know, a couple years ago, everybody wanted the double X. Now everybody wants the medium.
I don't know if it was a couple. I feel like we've been wearing the I've been rolling them since, I don't know, maybe like fifth, sixth grade. I thought that was the look. We've been just scrunching them up and then tying them tight. But, you know, that's, you know, the evolution of the game. So when did you make the decision to just to get into coaching and try that out? And who gave you your first opportunity?
Yeah, I think I knew early on. Behind my father, my coaches made the biggest impact on me. And I looked up to them. I wanted to be like them. I loved them. I feared them. I was motivated by them. And so I was really fortunate to play for some really good coaches along the way. So I always knew I wanted to be a part of basketball. You know, pretty realistic where my career could take me. And so I just kind of shifted to coaching as soon as I could.
So let me know, like, those first few years, you're getting the swing of it and coaching under who I assume is a great influence. I'm not sure who, but what were some of the things that you learned early on and maybe some of the things that you would tell yourself as a young coach from now?
Yeah, for sure. I think when you first get started, you know, it's all about the work ethic and grind and putting in the hours. And then along the way, you understand it's more about what you can get done versus just the persona, we work hard. In my opinion, everybody works hard. You know this, you're an elite athlete. Everybody in the SEC works hard. It's about efficient work and getting things done. So certainly in my career, there's a lot to talk about, but really the break in my career, I had a chance to work with Bob Knight, who in my opinion is the greatest basketball coach in the history of the game. So I was with Coach Knight for 8 years, and his son Pat for a couple more, so about a decade with the Knight family in Lubbock, Texas. And it was like getting a PhD in coaching every day, not only the X's and O's of the game of basketball, but also preparation, discipline, how to run a program. So, yeah, I've had a lot of great influences in my career, but nobody as much as Coach Knight.
That's awesome. So those years at Texas and you guys were, you know, really successful. Who were some of the guys that that were prominent figures on that team, and how did you have a hand in molding them as players and young men?
Yeah, we've had a lot of success. Looking forward to building it at Ole Miss. Really proud of what we did here last year. But before that, certainly at Texas, we inherited a program that hadn't won an NCAA tournament game in a few years. And just a year and a half later, we're the number two team in the country. Actually had a chance to be number one. Got beat by Illinois in Madison Square Garden. Same thing at Texas Tech. We inherited a program that had some success, but not recently. In the second year, we were in the Elite Eight. The third year, we played for the national championship. So we got a lot of confidence in our model to get things done quickly. I think along the way, the most important thing in all those stories is the players. And we've been blessed. It's all about the players, the players' game. And that's why there's a lot of optimism around our program right now at Ole Miss. Basically just enjoying everything you guys are doing and trying to do our part on this campus to bring something special too. But it's all about the players, and it's always has been to me.
Yeah, I've been to a few games, and it gets pretty rocking in there. And obviously we had an unbelievable start to the season last year. So, you know, we were in there every other week, you know, trying to check y'all out and see what y'all was doing. Obviously it's become somewhat of a trend for you to turn things around. What are some of the things early on when you're setting the culture to new guys that go into kind of a, I guess, rebuild?
Yeah, another great question. To me, it all starts with a vision, and the vision has to be very specific. You know, whenever somebody says, hey, we're going to win, you know, that means nothing to me. When somebody says, we're going to try to win a national championship, play on the final Monday night of the season, now you're talking. Yeah. The more specific you can be, the better. Easy to sit here and talk about in these nice leather chairs that swivel. A little more difficult than actually do. Yeah. But it all starts with a vision. Then you start building your culture, getting discipline, getting the people that you want in the program. Another thing that's really important to us, kind of one of my core values and non-negotiables in winning and teaching and coaching is the idea of expectations. I think it's the biggest gift that any coach can give a player, any parent can give a kid is expectations. You know, I know like with my three daughters, we don't talk about, hey, go to school and pass your classes. We talk about go to school, make all A's, and do everything you want in this world. Same thing with basketball. We don't talk a lot about winning this game or that game. We talk about, you know, try to be one of those teams that could win the whole thing. And so I think one of the things why we've been able to build programs is we have clear vision, and we have very high expectations for everybody in the organization, especially the players.
It's awesome. A lot of people just don't roll the ball out there, but I don't know. I'm not a big day-by-day mindset kind of guy. Like, obviously, that's a huge part of it, but, you know, I totally agree with always keeping your mind focused on the end goal, you know, and keeping the main thing throughout. Letting things take care of itself. But you said it is all about the players. Obviously, there's a whole new way to recruit now with the transfer portal. How has that affected college basketball in your eyes?
Well, it's obviously changed it. First of all, I'm all for it. And I was one of the first people kind of nationally that was all for name, image, likeness. I've never understood why the players didn't benefit. I mean, these are businesses, college football, college basketball. There's a lot of money made for a lot of people, and the players, the product. And so I'm really happy where it's at in terms of the players being able to benefit. Now, there needs to be some types of guidelines and rules in the set. So it's so early, we're all trying to figure it out. But above all, I mean, I'm excited. And I like the idea that our players are doing well. How it's changed it, in some ways it's changed it. Obviously, the combination of the portal and name, image, likeness at the same time. But I have a little bit different opinion on it. You know, I think at the end of the day, it's still recruiting. Right. You're trying to find the people that you believe in, that believe in you, that stand for the things you stand for. And it's a talent-based business. So obviously it's changed, but at the core of it, it's still basketball. It's still recruiting players that want to be in your program, that you want in your program, and it's going out there and trying to win the next game.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks, has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport, and whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Was there a shift in philosophy on who you're targeting high school guys versus transfers with experience and having that limited number of scholarships?
Yeah, I think in some ways, not necessarily. We're totally committed to recruiting high school players, the bloodline of the program. Obviously, the portal's always been big in our programs, junior college players, prep school, international. I think the one thing we spent a little bit more time than the old days talking about balance. On the roster, some diversity on the roster in terms of these guys have high expectations early. This is a guy we might be able to develop for a year. So I think it's as important as ever that you have really clear communication with your players. One thing we talk about a lot is run your own race. You know, I know you said make the main thing the main thing. I love that. One of our deals is run your own race. You know, I can't predict if you're a one and done or two or out. I can't predict if you're a 4-year college player. Let's just get to work. Mm-hmm. And when you get to work, things kind of happen and things happen. We've had guys before that we thought were going to be in college for 4 years, and they were one and done in the NBA draft green room. We've had other guys we thought it might happen a little quicker than normal, and it takes some time. That's okay. But the idea of running your own race is one of our core things we try to emphasize almost every day.
It's so interesting you said that. That's something so fundamentally different from college football to college basketball. How can that affect a program and a coaching staff and a locker room the year after losing a guy that might have been the heartbeat of the team in 1 year?
Yeah, it's got a totally different sports because of the mass numbers, you know. In basketball, you know, two all SEC first team players with some good guys around them can win the league. You know, in football, you guys have much more depth and all. So, you know, in a lot of ways, it is a 1 year team. But in my mind, even if you have returning players, the new team has to take a different identity anyway. So, obviously, anybody in college basketball that has the luxury of having returning players, which we do, with Brakefield and Morrell and TJ and Rob coming back, gives us an advantage in my eyes. But it really has, in a lot of ways, become kind of a one-year sport. How you set up the team, how you coach the team even. Like, in the old days, you know, summer workouts, practice one might be more conditioning and fundamentals. Now, I mean, we got 20 practices in the summer to get ready to play. So, the new rules have trickled down and affected a lot of things, including, in my opinion, the way you coach.
So, when you said new rules, you mean time where you get the guys and time where you can have practices and stuff like that?
Well, like on this year's team, we've got six or seven guys from the portal. It's going to be their first year to play at Ole Miss, and we don't have time to develop this. We don't have time to talk about last year. I mean, here we go. So I think in trying to win immediately like we are, building this program quickly, one of our biggest obstacles is time. We are competing against teams that have had a little bit more togetherness. You know, guys that have been together two or three years. That's why it's such a hard task to win year one. That's why I was so proud of our team last year being competitive. Mm-hmm. This year we have a little bit more of an advantage because we got those five, six guys coming back.
Absolutely. What are some ways that that you can just influence that togetherness and you know, some sneaky ways you can get the guys to connect?
Yeah, I'll give you my opinion. I'm going to ask you that same question. I know it's not my show, but I'd be curious what you say too. So I'm a big believer in culture and togetherness. I tell the players this all the time. Like, you know, if anybody ever tells you relationships just happen naturally, they're not telling you the truth, in my opinion. You know, whether it be any kind of relationship, you got to work at it. And so I think team sports is no different. If all we do is see each other in the weight room, hang out at 3:30 at practice, and from time to time hang out, that's not going to get it done. Like, you got to put effort into relationships. You got to work at it. So it starts with that, trying to get our guys to understand you got to invest in this. So maybe, you know, maybe I don't really like to play the game, but if the team's playing the game, it ain't about the game. I should go by, hang out with my teammates for a little bit. And on our championship team one time, we had a great player that really didn't like going to the clubs and stuff like that. But this team did that as a group. And this guy would go to the club, he'd pay cover, he'd walk in just for 10 minutes just to say hi to his teammates, and he would leave. The point is, it wasn't about the club, it was about the team. And that team, by the way, went on to win a championship. So I think the things coaches can set up, bowling night, I know football, you guys are obsessed with pickleball. I think Lane's going to be the president of the Pickleball Association of the world. But I think these things are important, but in my opinion, only a player-led team can win it. So I'd like to ask you that question. Like, besides the things the coaches set up, what are you guys doing this summer to become a team?
I mean, I agree. I kind of, to your first point, don't really play the game. I was never really good at video games, but just when I got here, made that conscious effort to just, let me get on. Right. Even though it's jokes and I'm bad, but you know, it's like you said, it's time spent with the guys and building those relationships. I played a lot of golf.
Have you always played golf?
Nah, I just started like a year and a half ago. I'm pretty bad. So.
What's better, your putting or your driving?
Probably my putting. My driver was on about a month ago for like 2 weeks and then it left me. But before then, I was hitting my 4-iron off the tee box, just trying to get off.
I get it, man.
Yeah, I told my uncle I was going to, he's a pro, and I told him I was going to get a 2-iron and just, you know what I mean, I'm going to be that guy, you know. But he kind of steered me in the right direction, maybe get a hybrid and a 3-wood. So I've been kind of experimenting with those recently. But, yeah, just getting out there on the course and like you said, playing the game or, you know, going out whenever you know, I like to go out when there's nothing the next day or there's nothing for the next couple of days. And
that's why you're a pro.
So I appreciate that, coach. But yeah, just finding, you know, that time to do stuff you're comfortable with, but also, you know, pushing your limits to being around your guys is something right. super important to building the culture.
Hey, so I was born in Marietta, Georgia.
Really?
And then you were born?
I was born in Swanee.
Okay. Yeah. The Varsity? You ever had the Varsity hot dog?
Unfortunately.
You don't like it?
No.
God,
we don't eat Varsity.
I was all about this show until I'm still going to support you this year, man. We'll be at every game.
Coach,
I really like you, but let's maybe it's because you grew up and you had it too much.
The Varsity is more of a field trip. It's more of a novelty. You know what I mean? It's like fifth grade. Oh, that's oh my God, the Varsity.
Do you like hot dogs?
Yeah, I love a good hot dog. Yeah.
So give me a better hot dog than the Varsity.
Give you a better hot dog than the Varsity. Man, I'm more of a homemade dog guy. Like okay. I could throw a dog on the grill. Like okay. I'm more of a throw a dog on the grill.
What do you put on it?
Split a bun. I like my dogs pretty basic. I mean, you know, ketchup, mustard, maybe an onion, maybe a little chili cheese, you know, but you gotta play it cool sometimes. I'm not trying to have a big messy dog and my dog spilling all over and trying to do all that.
There's a good one here in town. Is it Taylor Grocery?
Mm-hmm. Taylor Grocery is good too. Phillips Grocery.
Yeah. Get the dog.
I was on the hunt for hot dogs like maybe 6-7 months ago. I'm like, hey, can I get a hot dog? And I tried that Quack spot.
I've had one of those too on the square.
Not the biggest fan, bro. Bun to dog ratio is crazy. You know, huge buns, like a big burger bun. Tiny little dog in there. I didn't want a fan.
Maybe give him another chance.
Maybe they hear
Quacks.
This.
Yeah. Another chance. Get out there.
Maybe they hear this, you know what I mean? Yeah. And they want to shake some hands and get a couple of dogs on the house. I don't know. we could check that out. But man, I wanted to leave you with this. You are Coach Chris Beard. When did your facial hair start to come in and you grew into the name?
It's a good question. COVID.
Yeah, well, yeah. COVID, that recently.
Never been a beard guy. And then got the beard growing. And the women in my life at that time, the daughters, everybody liked it. But almost to the point where, like, I was hearing things like, oh, my gosh, you look so good. You've never looked better. But I've never, you know, so, you know, it's like one of those compliments. You know, it's like, it's like when you wear the one shirt and everybody, you know, oh, my God, you know, like, what about everything else I wear? You know? So, and then it became all superstitious. We've had some good teams. We've won some big games since. And so that's kind of how it's rolling, though. But it was a COVID-based decision.
I'm still waiting on the next round of COVID. I think I was a little bit too young during the last round of COVID for it to fully hit me, but I think maybe the next pandemic I'll be out there looking like James Harden.
I like it.
Well, I appreciate you coming through, Coach.
Much respect, man.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Devin Whitmire. People from South Carolina, like myself, are proud of their state, but even we don't know every nook and cranny or every piece of culture or history. To explore places that are off the beaten path, you have to talk to the people there, because their stories, their ideas, make everything come together. From Discover South Carolina, it's the Palmetto Porch. To learn more, visit scpalmettoporch.com.